Yeah, about animals you had here. What about the male in a herd of cattle?
The bull, the kind of bull we use mostly white faced. And we use some Bama. You know what a Bama cow is?
Yes.
Well, he had a big Bama, and he had two, one small one. And we use mostly just grazed cattle with white face and Bama bull. Now, it's some people have black angle. You black angle bull, and have some few herds of black angle cows. Well, then I'm going to ask you one question, and you may ask me, what is land setting for country land out in your country?
I don't own any.
You don't own any?
Did.
Well, this is in the last 15 years.
About $1,000, $800
there. Well, that's about the way it is. And from 700 to 1,000. But in other words, in the last 15 years, it has gone up faster than it ever had before. In 51, I gave 40 for that over there. But that is the rest of it. And now it's selling for 400 and 500, what I gave 40 for. Well, for more than that, he's asking 700 for it. Now, right on up there from over here, poor land. And then in other places around here, it's about $700-$800 an acre, and it's not worth it. To make a living on it is worth it. If you give over $50 an acre for it and pay half of it down until you take a lifetime to finish paying for it, farming now.
Okay. In other words, you think the differential has changed.
Absolutely.
As to the price of the land and how much is the true value of the land.
True value, that's it exactly. That's right.
For example, years ago, you say the ratio is 50 to say 800 or 700 now. What was it years ago?
Well, in 51, I bought 180 acres over there for $40 an acre. In 51.
And you could make how much an acre on it?
All right. Now, we were raising cotton then, and I was making about a bale of cotton to the acre, and we were getting about 42 cents a pound. Well, and a bale of cotton bale of cotton is 500 pounds, but, 500 pounds. But most of them, they run from 5 to 550. You can put it as much as, well, I could put more than that, but around 525 pounds to the acre, to a bale.
So you were getting 200 pounds, $200 to the acre?
No, the nigger got half of it, and then the expense had to come out of it.
What?
I wasn't making 500 pounds of 40, that would be $200,
yeah.
You see, $200, well, that's about
that was gross, half. 200 a day.
Yeah, 200, that's right, gross. But I didn't have the whole thing in cotton. I found 40 or 50 acres in cotton. But then the nigger got half of it, you see, the sharecropper, and then the expense. Man, I didn't make no $50 an acre. Well, I might have on a few acres, but not the whole 180. Some of it I didn't make anything out of this pasture. But that's what it was selling for in 51. And now, since 51, in 25 years, it's gone from $40 to $50 an acre to $700,000 to $800,000 an acre, which is just simply not worth it. In other words, you say anything's worth what you can get for it. Well, that's true. But to make a living on it, that's my argument, that it's just not worth it. You can take your money and put it in bank on interest and make a whole lot more money than you can invest it in land. I mean, for you to do the farming yourself. Of course, you go out there and buy it for $250 an acre and sell it for $5, but then, and that's what's been going on here. These real estate people have really made money on this property right here.
Mm-hmm. Good grief. That's just amazing. But I guess, well, it happens everywhere. It's kind of.
It's all over the country. Yeah, on the other side of Clinton, the man died a couple months ago, and he had 120 acres. Now, his heirs sold it for $1,320 an acre. But now that was supposed to be what he sold it for. But my brother-in-law told me the other day that the man had bought it trying to root back on something. But that's what he's supposed to pay for an acre, $1,320 an acre. But the man that owned it, he had improved it every way it could have been improved. He raised black cattle. But now that's the highest that I've heard of, sitting around here, for $1,300.